And good evening, Lock ladies and gentlemen. Radio.
Spy returns.
There you are. Thanks for making it to Spy Radio. We appreciate it. We've been around in a number of configurations for over 15 years. Our first incarnation was shortly after 9/11. I believe it was a chat room or maybe a rudimentary blog of some kind. We've had the pleasure of operating throughout a number of services such as Yahoo Chat and PalTalk Chat, Blogger.com, Facebook, Twitter, UK Live, and here on the TerraChat Network on BlogTalkRadio.com. If you check our record, you will see an impressive number of listeners and followers to our service, our chat rooms, our radio, and blog. As we're near the United States federal election date of November the 8th, it is important that the positive enforcement of real news be offered to those who wish to listen, who wish to read, and who wish to participate in discussion regarding the politics around the world.
The lines are open 323-642-1621. 323-642-1621.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a utopian solution, a peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation. And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second: surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement, and it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender.
Open 323-642-1621. 323-642-1621. The purveyor of political pontification, Guru Nostra.
The purveyor of political pontification. Gotta love it when that happens, huh? Good onomatopoeia, isn't it? I believe so. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Spy Radio. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs, mes enfants. Welcome to the season opener. Let me tell you, a funny thing happened on the way to the studio. We launched live, as we announced, at 8 p.m. Mountain Time, and we boogied through an hour, and before you know it, it was all over. However, on checking the carrier Blog Talk Radio, where is our nursery for the shows, if you will, we find that there was an error with the microphone settings, and all you heard was the breaks. So we have taken that off the air, and we're going to run a 30-minute show right now. I doubt that there will be anybody on the phone lines, but we will run through as if there could be, because we do need to test some bells and whistles. So let's get right at it. Trump versus Clinton. I don't know about you, but I can't wait for the U.S. election to be over, one way or t'other. At least we'll know what to look forward to or what not to look forward to. But I have a feeling, and that's probably going to upset a lot of my friends, but I just got this gut feeling that Donald J. Trump is going to be the president of the United States. Now, the political spin doctors, I got to tell you, are doing my head in. Mainstream media, yeah, the rating whores, the bottom feeders of news, have tasted blood in the water with the recent audio tape of Trump, and are circling their prey in hopes to feed on their carcass during and after the election. Mainstream media hates Trump, and Trump doesn't really have anything good to say about mainstream media. The bias and hatred they emanate has killed the Fifth Estate, And for those too young to understand what the Fifth Estate is, Google it. Fifth Estate. And the rest of the media outlets. The spin and the turns, the politicians' use of cons and word usages con you into thinking something opposite from reality, and such as the Trump campaign stops thousands of participants. You know, like they don't talk about things like that. They don't talk about the record-breaking crowds around Trump. Yet mainstream media cover a tired old hag who has lied, cheated, and probably killed her way to the opportunity to be president. Now, I'm sure you've heard all of the stories. Hillary is not healthy, is not fit. Hillary is a criminal. Hillary sold out, is a traitor. She'll be charged with treason, and on and on and on et al. Let me remind you what's at stake here. The free world as we know it and how we know it. Clinton has designs on a one-world government, with citizenry being wholly dependent on government services. A 21st century communism with a twist, or socialism with an edge, or capitalism with one master, the government. As Trump and Clinton hammer it out nightly on the news services, many actions at work around the world are happening to further destabilize Western societies. Vladimir Putin is moving nuclear warheads closer to the NATO lines. Russian nuclear bombers encroaching sovereign airspace on a weekly basis around the world. China creating islands and then claiming the dominance of the Asian Pacific in its trade routes. And the UK, a massive devaluation of the English currency, a 31% drop in value within 21 hours, a knee-jerk reaction from the Brexit issue maybe, or intercontinental companies flexing their buying and selling power to caution others of further action. We have the Middle East still in flames, as Syria fights separatists, ISIS, the coalition-backed forces, and Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar covertly financing ISIS, according to the recent leaked Clinton emails, and Iran orchestrating ongoing mayhem in Iraq, Syria, Libya, and Africa. ISIS now in 32 countries. So, who do we need in power to be able to correct those issues? Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
All information contained in tonight's broadcast is supplied by the individual speakers and harvested from open internet sources. Spy Radio and the Terror Chat Internet Network do not accept responsibility for statements made or harvested from open sources by the speakers. KVN MTOR.
MTOR indeed. You know, saw a story today, looked so reminiscent to when the Gulf War was happening, but Russian jets resumed heavy bombing of rebel-held eastern Aleppo on Tuesday. Apparently there'd been several days of relatively calm and peace and tranquility, but they're back at it. Airstrikes mostly hit the Bustan al-Qasr neighborhood. There's renewed bombardment, and it's heavy. The death toll from bombing the Bustan al-Qasr, Fardos, and other neighborhoods rose to at least 25, with scores of them wounded. As far as the reports are coming in, at least 50 civilians were killed by strikes on the rebel-held part of the city and nearby villages controlled by insurgents. When I see those headlines, all I can think is, well done, Hillary. Well done, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Secretary of State. Well done. Look what you have created. And then I look further down the page and I find out that ISIS has used an armed drone to to kill 2 Kurdish fighters and wound some French troops. These were French paratroopers that were helping fortify the Kurdish front. And then I read from another newspaper that the Turkish president and Vladimir Putin have become pally-pally real quick. Erdogan warned Iraq's prime minister he should know his limits after he criticized Turkey's military presence there and said the Turkish army, shaken by a failed coup bid, had not lost so much standing as to take orders from him. So, take that. NATO member Turkey shares a 1,200-kilometer, about 750-mile border with Syria and Iraq, and faces threats from Islamic State militants on both fronts. But it is concerned that international efforts to destroy radical Islamists will leave new dangers in their wake. This is the way they're thinking. The Turkish army, its senior ranks purged following a failed military attempt to overthrow Erdogan in July, launched an incursion into Syria in August to push back Islamic States and prevent U.S.-backed Kurdish militia fighters from seizing territory. See, it's all about territory, right? Ideology and territory. So, as they get closer and closer to Mosul, the argument is that the Iraqi army wanted to be the vanguard going into Mosul, so the people would see that it's Iraq that retook the city. But there's pushing and shoving to see whose flag will fly first. It's all a little bit silly, but
this is Spy Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network.
This is the difference between being a governor and being a senator.
Who's best prepared to be commander-in-chief? Because that's the most important question facing the country.
Everybody on the stage is better than Hillary Clinton. And I think the focus ought to be on making sure that we leave this nomination process. And at the end of the day, we need to unite behind the winner so that we can defeat Hillary Clinton. Because she is a disaster.
This is Spy Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network.
Got something to say?
Phone lines are open. 323-642-1621. 323-642-1621. The purveyor of political pontification, Guru Nosra.
I rather like that. The purveyor of political pontification. I rather like that. Anyhow, so as we look towards November the 8th, people, I don't want mainstream media to manage to get those blinkers on you where you see nothing outside of what information they are providing you. Because the information they are providing you is wrong. For the most part, they have an agenda and they are fulfilling the agenda. And unfortunately, those susceptible to their agenda will fall into lockstep and they will do as their political masters tell them. Around the world, there is all kinds of dangers, and we're no stranger to threats in North America. But the type of mayhem in Aleppo, in Kabul, on a daily basis is astronomical. And in the Red Sea, the crew of a guided missile destroyer fired 3 missiles to defend themselves and another ship they were with after being attacked on Sunday in the Red Sea by 2 presumed cruise missiles fired from Iran-backed Houthi forces from shore. During the attack, the USS Mason, The ship's crew fired the missiles to defend the guided missile destroyer and a nearby USS Ponce from two suspected cruise missiles fired from the Yemeni shore. I mean, really? Really? Has it come to this, Barack Obama, for allowing the drone to crash in Iran and to give them the ability to back-engineer a very sophisticated drone and propagate it now to terrorists? My God, sir, you must be proud of yourself.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a utopian solution, a peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation, and they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement, and it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender.
And I did not arrest anyone to interfere in any investigation.
I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never.
Trustworthy.
Trump is really going to hurt her in the long run.
I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email.
What do you have a private email server as Secretary of State and scrub it, and I'm going to believe you? And you think the American public is that stupid?
Senator Sanders wants to dismantle Obamacare, dismantle the CHIP program, dismantle Medicare, dismantle private insurance.
Which is why I believe in universal health care.
Republicans just voted last week to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and thank goodness President Obama vetoed it and saved Obamacare for the American people. And even when the Democrats were in charge of the Congress, we couldn't get the votes for that. And it's what I did as Secretary of State on numerous occasions in order to pass a treaty that lowered the nuclear weapons in both Russia and the United States.
The Congress is owned by big money and refuses to do what the American people want them to do. The Democratic Party needs major reform.
We can talk all we want about wanting to build a stronger Democratic Party.
How are we going to heal the divisions and the wounds in our country?
We are one. Our cause is one. And we must help each other if we're going to succeed.
That is I Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network.
Well, I'm feeling that the audio is awfully hot at my end, and I'm not sure if it's broadcasting as hot as it sounds at this end, and that may have to be modified for our next broadcast. You see, that's one thing about going on the air live, is you get to test your bells and whistles, you find those programs that can hold up and the software that doesn't keep crashing, and then you find all of the bells on the server that's providing you the service, and then you get to understand it and its little quirks, and you try and find ways around that to stabilize everything. This is the second launch tonight. We had hoped to do it all in one foul swoop, but of course we got waylaid with some technical difficulties. And this is the second 30 minutes, and we're hoping that this will give us a good test of the system so we know what we need to tweak as we go into next week's live show. But let's get back. I digress. The U.S. mainstream media are in a feeding frenzy like piranhas. And they're feeding on polls. Every news organization, every political organization, every outlet are polling. Now let me give you some insight to the art of polling. I must admit I'm bemused. I like that word. Do you like that word, bemused? I am bemused at the use of polls as a political tool. And I'm even more bewildered, there's another good one, at those who believe in them. As a pollster in my former life, yes, Canadian companies have provided services for the United States electoral candidates and cycles. I assure you that polls are not a true sampling of the people. In fact, I put it to you that polls are basically the antipathy of truth. A poll is a vehicle for a message. The message is woven into the dialogue and question style. A poll is a psychological scripted for the demographic being targeted. The results of the poll are already predicted by the psychological design of the questions or statements. Open-ended poll questions, closed-ended poll questions, yes or no questions and answers, type derivatives. The poll is constructed from the end results required, which is the reason for the poll. The outcome is paid for, not the substance of data which is negative to the end result. So you commission a poll requiring a positive outcome on a specific subject matter. You choose the poll sample, the age, race, geographical location, voting history, financial status, marital status, employed, unemployed, all variables capable of giving you a positive or a negative result. The poll is a psychologically constructed system from the result to the introduction paragraphs viewed. When a call is answered, within the introduction, a shrouded verbal permission to use the data is woven in there. Listen for it next time. Those who depend or rely on polls to make a determination of favorability based on doctored misleading bias, liberal mainstream media rating horror type information. A poll does not give you the pulse of the people, especially in this election cycle. So at the end of the day, I guess the question you would ask, which has been asked in other campaigns, are you better off than you were 8 years ago? Do you think 4 or 8 more years of this would be good for you? Do you know of anyone having financial trouble? And what 3 issues of concern are on your mind? And how can Clinton or Trump help you prosper? Now, we were going to do a live poll to test the phone lines and everything for the presidential candidate, but since we are going into direct archive, remember you can always send your information to editor@spyradio.ca, and we can have a banter and maybe get you on the show at a later date. Poor Donald Trump is most definitely swimming against the political tide. Most news outlets have privately conceded Clinton as the next president, yet crowd numbers during a Trump campaign just say absolutely otherwise. If those people get out and vote, it could be a very different outcome. Now, I have very little confidence in anything any news outlet spouts. Their integrity is at an all-time low with me, and the clear and obvious bias against Trump makes me like the guy just a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Take a look at Benghazi. She said, who's going to answer the call at 3 o'clock in the morning? Guess what? Ambassador Stevens sent 600 requests for help. And the only one she talked to was Sidney Blumenthal.
The fact is, we had 4 dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
We will rebuild our roads, our bridges, our tunnels, our highways, our airports, schools, hospitals. We'll rebuild everything. American cars will travel the road. American planes will soar the skies. And American ships will patrol the seas. American Steel will send new skyscrapers into the clouds. American Hands will rebuild this nation. And American energy, harvested from American sources, will power this nation. American workers will be hired to do the job. We will put new American metal and new American steel into the spine of this country. Jobs will return, incomes will rise, new factories will come rushing back to our shores. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you.
Lines are open.
Thank you very
323-642-1621. 323-642-1621. The voice continues after this.
If you want to rob a bank or run a red light, then there's something you should do first that'll make it all right. You can break any law without any oversight if you change your last name to Clinton.
Maybe I'm a die-in-the-wool conservative, I don't know, but when I hear the Clinton name, it genuinely makes me cringe. She reminds me of an aunt I once had who could smile at you while dipping your pocket. Clinton is a seasoned politician. She has no intent to follow through with any campaign promises and has little interest in returning the USA back to its glory. The Clinton machine is a money vacuum. Pay to play, Chicago gangster style, who will say anything, do anything, to get what they want, when they want it, devoid of public opinion. They have shown that over the last 25 years, with all of the scandals and all of the illegalities that they have walked away from because the government has failed to prosecute or has been too scared to prosecute because of the depth of the depravity that they would find. Pay to play. Chicago gangster style. And good old Al Gore came out trotting out today. That was kind of interesting. Al Gore, you know? Most of the millennials don't even understand who Al Gore was or is. You know, best thing to do is just Google him and read his history. Because it's easier for you to absorb what Al Gore is about than me give you a biased opinion of that lunatic. Oh, did I say that with my outside voice? Anyhow, so we're running into about 2 minutes from the end of 30 minutes. And as I say, this is mostly to test bells and whistles to make sure we've got everything that's working the way it should work. Because we have been having problems with stuff. So there's just one more piece of equipment I need to test.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night and decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
This is what our new future will look like. I'm going to lower your taxes very, very substantially. I'm going to get rid of massive amounts of unnecessary regulation. I'm going to unleash American energy. I'm going to repeal and replace Obamacare. I'm going to appoint justices of the Supreme Court who will follow the Constitution. I'm going to rebuild our depleted military and take care of our vets who are treated so badly. In many cases, our vets are treated not nearly as well as people who come into our country illegally. I'm going to save your Second Amendment, which is under siege. I'm going to stop illegal immigration and drugs from pouring into our country and totally poisoning our youth and others. And yes, we will build the wall. The wall will be built. And just in case you're worried about who's going to pay for it, Mexico will pay. Being totally serious about it. And I'm going to renegotiate our disastrous trade deals, especially NAFTA. And we will only make great trade deals that put the American worker first and put the American worker back to work.